5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
It's the hottest mixtape in the world.
And you've got it.
Coventry Hospital Radio. Free at your bedside on Channel 1.
Coventry Hospital Radio, your friend at the bedside. It is sat here for the next 2 hours on Coventry Hospital Radio to entertain you. And in the first hour of the show, it's an absolute pleasure and honour to be joined in the studio. In studio by Joe Hartsman, the director of the new show that's coming to the Bagot Theatre over the next 3 weeks, and we're going to be talking to him, playing his favourite songs, and you can get involved, and the way you get involved is like this.
Call us free from your bedside on Star 800.
It is absolutely free, won't cost you a penny, and don't forget Coventry Hospital Radio is on channel number one. Okay, first of all, to my guest then for this afternoon, the first hour, it is Joe Hartsman. First of all, Joe, thank you for taking out your Sunday on this bank holiday weekend.
It's a pleasure.
And thanks for coming in. We really are absolutely delighted that you've come in. In the next hour, we'll be talking about the new show, also obviously playing some of your favourite songs as well. I'm taking new calls from the callers as well if they want to ring in. Okay, let's first of all begin by asking, talking to you about the brand new show that's coming to the Bagot Theatre. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, the show is called The Prodigals, A Man Had Two Sons, and it's a new musical based on the story of the prodigal son. We wanted to retell this story, which I think is a terribly important one today. It's a very male story, but that doesn't mean it's a story for men, but tell it in a modern context. So the setting for our story is a mixture of the British Army fighting in Afghanistan, which couldn't be more topical, and the contemporary pop music scene. Although this is not the territory of X Factor, it's the territory of all of the great new music producers who are coming up through YouTube and SoundCloud and things like that. We open this Friday, our first preview.
You wrote this show. Tell us a little bit about the thoughts behind it. I mean, how it all came about, the concepts, and how long it took you to write.
I wrote it with Ray Gowdy, who's the co-writer and lyricist, and the idea originally came from him. In fact, he wanted to he'd done a story, a musical called Love, Esther, which was a fantastic piece with incredible choreography and a really amazing soundtrack, but he'd wanted to do something else which was a little bit more theatrically based. He'd felt that had ended up a bit like a sort of string of MTV videos, which had, you know, excitingly told the story, but he wanted something that was far more theatrical. And so he came to me because my whole background has been in theatre, and mostly in straight theatre rather than musical theatre, for the last 20 years. And we started to work through the story together and how we could tell it in a modern context. And originally I wasn't going to be writing it, I was just on board as a sort of consultant and the director. But as Ray and I worked on it together, we eventually decided that we were so clear about what it was we wanted to do that we would write it together. So that's how we've ended up with that. And it's taken, I think it's 4.5 years since the first meeting to discuss it.
And the show opens, like you said earlier, on Friday of this week. It's got quite a long run at the Belgrade Theatre. It's going to go on all the way up till the 14th of September. Tell us a little bit about how it's been in the first early days of rehearsals, etc. I mean, what kind of things have we been doing over the last week or so?
Well, the rehearsals have been going now for 3 weeks. We've just come to the end of our third week. They have been incredibly hard work, not in a bad way. I've got an amazing cast, four brilliant principals who play the main roles, but also a really incredibly talented group of young singer, actor, dancers. They can do absolutely everything. And so we've been working on the dance routines, which are very energetic. There's a great mixture of dance from street dance through to modern dance choreography, very much influenced by a Canadian company who I love called Pilabalus. And then there's also a great deal of military movement. We've worked very closely with the British Army on perfecting this, and particularly with Brendan Riding, who was a sergeant in the military police for 10 years. So he's been putting the actors through their paces. Mm-hmm. And so they've done, it must be the only musical in the world that actually has been